There is so much need out there. Have you ever wondered how you can help?
Just like, yo, do you want to, you know, come join this club? It's really cool. We get to like volunteer and help people. And I was like, huh, I've never been part of a club like that. So yeah, I just came to one of the meetings.
These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
This book event is all about fun. As many as 700 first graders from throughout the region, buses roll up one by one. First graders flood out of the buses into the gymnasium. They're greeted by cheering mascots from their schools and a crowd of Rotarians and other volunteers.
It looked like the whole valley from Ashland to Phoenix and almost into Medford was just engulfed in flames. You could just see the glow going that whole distance. And then, of course, the sound of those propane canisters and transformers and whatever, it just sounded like a war zone.
The voices that share are why.
That moment where we as Rotarians, I'm cracking up here, give people the opportunity to try and fail, but fail in a gentle way where it really doesn't hurt. And we give them that opportunity to spread their wings. And that's a really amazing, powerful thing. And so that's the story that did it for me.
You've probably helped save some lives.
Mm-hmm. You picture a small child with terminal heart condition.
Well, even if it's not that, just... You know, they've got antiseptic in some rural hospital that the kid doesn't get an infection and lose a leg.
The voices that make our lives matter.
I was involved with a group that went down and did Cliff Palette in Ensenada. There was a 40-year-old man. He showed up and there was this repair. His mother had actually, with a needle and thread, had tried to repair his cleft lip when he was a baby. And I told him, we didn't take adults, but I said, you know, if you show up here every morning and you have not eaten anything for the last 12 hours, you will get on the surgical schedule. And he did. And he was so delighted because here was a grown man who was finally able to have a whole face. It's pretty amazing.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
When I arrived in Guatemala, there was something profoundly different for me than all the other places I'd ever visited. There was something that went way beyond poverty.
When an unborn child is in utero in the first 2 weeks, the neural tube is developing. And if you don't have enough folic acid from eating vegetables like kale and avocado and lentils, the last two being things that they actually grow in Ethiopia, your child can develop neural tube defects like hydrocephalus or spina bifida. And I learned there clubfoot and cleft palate. I had no idea those were neural tube defects. We trained in 2 days 650 medical workers how to share with women how to prevent the disease.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
This little boy grabbed a hold of my finger and he wouldn't let go. We walked all around the place looking at everything and he just hung on, and finally I had to trick him into turning loose. And I just felt so bad that I couldn't just pick him up and bring him back here to the wonderful country that we live in. And so at the time I told myself that if I had a chance, I would try to help boys and girls like these.
When you see the community, they don't have shoes or socks. They don't get to take showers or baths for weeks on end. They're missing half their wardrobe. You can tell that there is a huge need for medical down there. And even last Saturday when I did one of the pantries in Wolf Creek, a young man, it took him forever to get down the street because he had no shoes or socks, and the ground was hot, and there was rocks everywhere. So that's why.
Take a listen.
Let's explore more at voicesofrotary.org.